Következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
I don't really define myself, so I don't really think about what I am. I'm still just making music. What I've always tried to do in my career is be playing shows that are challenging for me and the audience, because I find that much more interesting than playing sing-along music. I always work with friends, yeah. I don't really, I mean, obviously you make new friends, you can make new friends along the way, but mostly I, you know, even with film work, I find that it's much better if you work with friends or people you know in the first place, because it just makes the collaboration that much just much more effective. You really understand what each other are talking about right from the beginning. These shows, I'm just with the double bass player because the other guy who played some guitar and violin, he had to go back to Australia because he's got a... We were kind of away in Europe for 8 weeks, and he's got a son, so he couldn't be here for the whole time. And we were hoping to have Thomas Weidler playing drums, but he had an accident with a moving vehicle, and he's hurt his knee, so he can't tour or he can't travel or lift anything. So, and his legs are like that, straight out. So. Rock and roll poison. October boy.
bought into that myth. I told the boy, he paid the price and then some. Of an experimentalist. Drenched in flowers, a single rose upon the side of that guitar he'd wrenched and tortured. Both silent on their last ride. Well, if I write you a song, should I make it carefree or make it sad? Yeah, if I write you a song in the book of the dead, will it matter at all what's left unsaid?
I certainly wouldn't define myself as a producer. I'm still just making music, so either I'm making music, my own stuff, or making music with other people like PJ Harvey or a couple of other people I've been working with lately. I'm just still making music, so I don't think of myself as a composer or a producer. Just doing what I've always been doing. Really, it might look different from the outside, but it's still very much the same for me. It started really kind of by accident, and I was just a guitar player. I just started playing guitar kind of in a band that was at school, and then after we left school, we started playing shows, and the next thing I knew, people were getting me to play other instruments, and I was, suddenly everyone thought I was a multi-instrumentalist, and then I seemed to end up being an arranger, and then I was, it all just happened quite without any plan. So it was never my career plan to become a multi-instrumentalist or a film composer or a producer. It really all just happened quite by accident, in a way. And it's been a very gradual process. And, eventually, I suppose, more recently, I've even been doing more songwriting than I ever used to. But it seems very familiar to me as well from composing music, so it's not such a big difference. And the lyrics have always been very important to me in any group I've been in, so actually writing them isn't such a big change.
God help his soul. In troubled dreams, some peace to find. The night is long, and those now gone, they haunt my mind. Fallen still, and through its halls chill winds have blown.
I think there's still a kind of a kind of dark edge to what I'm playing, and a kind of very challenging aspect for the audience about what I'm doing, which to me is very similar. Yeah, actually, I know it's not aggressive and harsh and all that sort of stuff, but it's just as difficult, I think, for most people what I'm playing. So, and it's still a challenge to try and play that live every night. I'm not quite sure how it's going to work.
The bell never rang over my back fence. It was always lazy, lazy wasted weekend. never churned out a pretty tune. Not oranges and lemons, not 12 times at noon. No Agnes Day to the evening moon, because you didn't want them to. And the bells never rang with the lakeside beneath her. It was there that you finally dissolved in the ether. And the bells never rang. No, the bells never rang. No, the bells never rang. Lake Geneva.
It's 25 years in the Bad Seed, so it's pretty significant time period, yeah. Probably, you know, 10 years earlier, I'd been thinking about leaving. In fact, after every album, you know, you'd finish the touring cycle and I'd be wondering whether I was going to do the next album. I think that's not normal. I think you should be thinking about whether you should be continuing with any project like that, rather than just thinking, oh well, I'll be doing that next. You know, it's really has to be the right thing every time. Like, you go into a new album and there's new songs and different ideas going around, and every time you should be thinking about whether it's what you should be doing or not. So when things stopped working out quite so well, just on a kind of communication level and on the level of what I was contributing artistically to the group as compared with the commitments I had to doing the business in the group and things like this, it wasn't working for me anymore. So, and that went on for a year or two, not really looking that positive from my point of view, and it was time to kind of leave, you know. For me, it was really time to leave. So that's been... it wasn't a shock, no.
His way to high. hurried to her side. Then he took his hat and threw it away. And he drank a toast to Frankie C. To her, to summon him forth, to where they'd hide their love once more, and he sang all night long.
I'm not really a songwriter. That's not the first thing I, you know. Firstly, I'm just making music. So, and I'm used to collaborating and being part of a group or working with singers or whatever. So, for me to actually write all the songs was quite unusual, and I couldn't imagine another idea that I would have where that is what would happen, where I would just have to write all the songs. So I think it was the personal nature of the material. The songs sort of had to be written by me, and I'm not sure I'll find myself in that position again. I tend to wait for the ideas to just come. I mean, I just had a list of things that I could write about, and I'd just sit down every week or so. I'd sit down at the little table around at my music room and just kind of start trying to write one. So I'd sort of start trying to write one of the songs, and it'd just come out because the story was there, or the idea about what I wanted to write about that particular person was kind of there in just in my memory, because that's what it's really about. It's an album about memory, what your memory is telling you, and what, you know, what's all the problems with the memory, all the things that are wrong, that you remember wrongly, all that's what the album's about, all those sorts of things.
In slow motion, make love to me. Fall in slow motion. Far slow motion movie star.
The most recent album is Sketches from the Book of the Dead, so really last year I was touring. I mean, it came out last April or May, so I suppose, yeah, 18 months ago or something. But last year I couldn't really tour in Europe because I was playing with PJ Harvey all year, so I only really did a couple of concerts in Germany and a couple in Italy and London, and that was all I did in Europe. So it's really the first opportunity I had to play more shows in Europe, so I've played about 18 shows or something in this time period, which is very nice. But it's really on the back of that album still. I'm still playing a show that's based around that album, really.
Well, we all get the same amount of eyes, the rich in the summer, the poor in the winter. We don't all get to play with loaded dice, but throw the right number, you can still be a winner. You can be a king or a street sweeper that everybody dances with, the Grim Reaper. But that's enough now, I'm bored with it all. This is the fight of day and night. I see that light, I see that light. The sun is God, does nobody understand? God bless him, God damn. Have you got any famous lost words for me? Have you got any famous lost words for me? Those words are for fools who just haven't said enough. Nothing seems pain. Human touch, now I can cross the shifting sands. Come here, my little one, and take my hand. Where is my clock? What is the hour? Too late for fruit, too soon for flowers. All my possessions for a moment of time. Be sure to play Bless the Lord tonight. Real nice. Ready for the lost finale. Yeah, well, yeah, the show looks good. The show looks good.
Thank you.
yourself behind the wall. Their sadness grows like weeds upon a thousand leaves. Oh, Mother of Earth, the wind is hot. I tried my best, but I could not.
I think, they probably are. I don't know. There's an intensity, I think, in the live thing that is, and there's a lot of songs from the previous two albums mixed in with the new material. So, and the songs that kind of fitted with the concept. So the whole block of the songs playing live is quite an intense thing. So for me, I really have to concentrate and get kind of inside the idea there, so that's different to the record. I can't tell you how it operates as a show differently to sounding like the album, but that's certainly a different experience for me.
All the things you gave me that were piled in my Mercedes on a warm December early afternoon. It's two paintings by your old friend Gustav Killick that in the end recreate for me the contents of your room. Yeah, you called me up to come around and take your stuff away. And you piled it high, said none of it could stay. And I headed out of the driveway, things falling all over the place, out onto the marooned highway, carrying 10,000 yesterdays. Then I saw a sign for Dublin Road and thought of your old street. I should do a drive-by to make the trip complete. Well, the house was not what it once was, and the drive cars turned to rust. No rose bushes filled the front yard now, just clumps of grass and dust. There was nothing left to see there that gave me any sense of what once was. So I took your things back to the present tense. Upon my walls I see painting one. Upon my wall I see painting one. The Powtown Road runs through the valley, verdant lush as if to carry him on sentimentally to his English home. Painting two. The parched fields and eucalypts, the pastel colors, sun-bleached eclipse. would take her back to where she nevermore shall roam.
There's a couple of I've pretty much demoed two whole albums, but I'm really not sure. I have to figure out what to do with them. Yeah, if I'm happy with the concept of them, or you know, so that's what I'll be doing. I'm trying to work out whether I like the albums I've demoed. Pigeon is another man's dove, and one man's push is another man's shove. One man's rock is another man's sand. One man's fist is another man's hand.
One man's tool is another man's toy, and one man's grief is another man's joy. One man's squawk is another man's sing. One man's crutch is another man's wing. One man's pride is another man's humble. One man's step is another man's stumble. One man's pleasure is another man's pain. One man's loss is another man's gain. One man's can, another man's grail. One man's anchor, another man's sail. One man's right is another man's wrong. One man's fish is another man's poisson. Every father's daughter, every mother's son. One man's back is another man's face. One man's reason is another man's rhyme. One man's dollar is another man's dime. One man's tree is another man's post. One man's angel is another man's ghost. One man's rain is another man's drought. One man's hope is another man's doubt. One man's false is another man's fear. One man's tooth is another man's hair. Funny is another man's crude. One man's feast is another man's food. One man's dread, another man's dream. One man's sigh, another man's scream. One man's water is another man's wine. One man's daughter make another man cry. Every father's daughter, every mother's son. The only thing the same is that it ain't. Famine is another man's feast, and one man's pet is another man's beast. One man's bat is another man's ball. One man's art is another man's skull. One man's friend is another man's foe. One man's Joseph is another man's Joe. One man's tack is another man's nail. One man's freedom is another man's jail. One man's road is another man's rut. One man's if is another man's butt. One man's treasure is another man's trash. One man's landing is another man's crash. One man's word, another man's lie. One man's dirt, another man's sky. One man's skin is another man's color. One man's killer is another man's brother. Every father's daughter, every mother's son. Only thing the same is that it ain't for anyone. Hank Williams said it best, he said it a long time ago. Unless you have made no mistakes in your life, be careful of stones that you throw. You had that day when you took the driver's seat, rushing through suburban streets. You took it all. There are no words you can say. There's no opportunity to explain all that empty, hollow pain. You caused it all. friend whose name I've lost through the years, the endless cost. He calls it all if you could get back that day. Last moments we steal to keep our love alive. After all, Jane, after all the tears, and time may change. City of Budapest, sorry. Thank you for coming along. Good night from Rosie. Good night from me.
A Műpart műsora az 5 éve elhunyt Orszácki Jackie Miklósnak állít emléket. Ausztráliai zenekara és magyarországi vendégei úgy fognak játszani, hogy majdnem olyan legyen ez a koncert, ahogyan Jackie elképzelte, valamennyi meghatározó zenei korszakát megidézve. Ma este Műpart a Dunán. Húsvét vasárnap délelőtt Ferenc pápa szentmiséjét követhetik figyelemmel élőben a Vatikánból, majd húsvéti üzenettel és Urbi et Orbi áldással fordul hozzánk a római Szentpéter térről.